At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
How do you look that good?
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show, Monday night, 102.5 The Bone. So I found this giant folder of old fake commercials from like...
Let me sell that?
Yeah. And I don't remember 70% of them. That one, I really have no recollection, so I just played it.
I don't remember that one either. Like, I don't remember you recording that.
I don't think I ever played it on the air because it kind of sucked.
I was like, honest with yourself.
I just wanted to play it blindly to see what it sounded like.
Yeah. Wait, when do you think you recorded it?
I have no idea. It had
like
to be
at least
4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I like to go back. Facebook has the memories tab where you can kind of go and look back what you posted on that year previous and then just delete the old things that are super cringy.
Right.
There's always at least one where I'm like, ugh,
good
that
God
needs to
Almighty.
Go. Yeah.
We went way long in the first segment. I know we have big stories of the day to get to, but I think it would be smart to carry those over into the second hour because we do have a lot to cover with the Oscars and with the coronavirus updates and all that jive. And I do want to do meltdowns tonight, too, because I have one. I know you have one, Will. Anna, I can't even see why you would ever have a meltdown.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm fine.
Huh?
I'm 100%.
You're great.
Okay with everything.
You're 100%, but the people that you're supposed to date are not.
They are now. They're on the upswing.
Not 100 yet.
Getting there.
Yep.
We're good.
Oh, man.
I feel great.
Oh, boy.
About everything.
You have you stole Girl Scout cookies from the break room.
I didn't steal anything.
I see.
They were a gift from whoever left for us to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't take the top one because that one has Corona.
Now, what kind of cookies are those?
It's a new one. It's Toffee-tastic.
What?
Sounds kind of stupid, but it's all right. It's not great.
So you don't eat the top one?
No.
You think that protects you from germs?
Yes, 100%.
No.
Because everyone's touching, I'm touching the top. And then you just dig a little deeper. And you pull out some of the bottom ones, and it's all right.
You ate one?
I had two.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're toffee-tastic.
You know, people were walking around with masks on in here earlier.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, masks because somebody came in with the flu, apparently, or something. I don't know. But you're going ahead and eat those cookies that somebody coughed on.
I just told you. I didn't touch the top one, so I'm good.
I'm not even touching my face without hand sanitizing every time I did tonight. Like,
alrighty.
No way.
Well, I just wanted to, it's a new Girl Scout cookie. You got to try it. I got to let the people know that it's okay.
Have you noticed that the boxes on the Girl Scout cookies are getting smaller and smaller, but the prices are going higher and higher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a racket, man. Little jerks.
Are you going to buy any?
No.
Really?
Not.
You love Girl Scout cookies.
I don't
love them. I don't even want to say it because this is probably a hate crime.
Oh,
but, Girl Scout cookies, overrated.
I agree.
Sorry.
100%. 100%.
Sorry,
even like the Samoas?
Yeah, there's a way better. Black and white cookie. The Entenmann's black and white
cookies. Thank
you. Those are trash ass.
And by the
those
way,
are better.
The Keebler elves, they have crossed the line, and now they are duplicating Girl Scout cookies for half the price.
Really?
They have their own version of Thin Mints, everything. Yeah.
Oh, like skinny minty cookie or something?
They don't care. Yeah. Yeah.
Thin Mints are terrible. I don't like them at all. Even they're like, oh, but do you
put them in the freezer. Shut up, Barb. You don't know what you're talking about, soccer mom, dum-dum.
Does it make them better? It just makes them more painful
to
eat.
Put them in the freezer. Put them in. That's the same dumb bitch that Sam put candy bars in the freezer. You know it's good. A Snickers bar in the freezer. Yeah, I love to break my teeth. On a candy bar.
Thin Mints are not that good.
No.
And people go crazy for them.
Nuts.
They're not good. I would say Samoas and Tagalongs are the best, but they're not incredible.
They're fine.
Samoas are good. They're really good.
They're great. They're the best one.
They're good, yes.
They're the best one.
Yes.
But like the Tagalongs got peanut butter and chocolate, right?
That one's good.
Yeah, you know what else has peanut butter and chocolate? My house. A spoon, dip it in peanut butter, put some chocolate on it, put it in your mouth. Yummy. I told you, the redneck crack cookies that my family used to make back in the day. It's like, it's the most delicious thing. Where you take saltine crackers.
Right.
You put peanut butter in between them.
Yep.
And then you take the whole thing and dip it in chocolate. Put it on parchment paper and let it, put it in the fridge. It hardens up. It's a chocolate-covered, peanut-butter-filled saltine cracker.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That salty and the sweet hits you. It is outstanding. And there's not a Girl Scout cookie that can touch that.
Oh, no, not even close.
Yeah. Sorry, Girl Scouts. I hate the way they exploit these children. Put them in front of friggin' Publix and everything. Like, and you walk out and they're like, hi. Now you're an asshole.
Just say no. Yeah, you don't. That's fine.
You know what I tell them? Look at me. I've already bought them.
Let's go, no.
I'm so fat.
I'll just be like, you're not going to ruin my summer bod, bitch.
Oh, my God.
She's eight.
Don't do that.
I don't care. I look her right in her eye. She has to know this is the real world. Not everyone's going to be nice to you. You have to get over it.
That is true. Let's grab this phone call real fast. Hey, Jimbo.
Jimmy. Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing, doing radio. What are you up to, Jim?
Driving home, listening to y'all talking about Girl Scout cookies. Come on now.
You like them?
Samoas are the best. I love them, but don't diss the tagalongs and the 10 mints now.
10 mints are trash.
They're overrated, dude. $4.50 for 7 of them? No. I'll go to Publix. I'll go to Alessi's. I'll go to Moreno's. I'll go to all these guys. I went to Walmart and got black and white cookies. Blew these bitches' minds on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm telling you, overrated.
Oh, come on now. And the only three.
Your only argument is, oh, come on now.
It's compelling, Jim. I'll give you that.
It is a good argument.
Hey, Jim. I love them damn thin mints and tag along.
Well, that's all that matters, dude. If you want to spend $72 on 4 boxes of them, you go do it. What's your favorite radio show on this station?
You know what? I love your show.
What's your favorite one?
I love Drew Garabo.
What's your favorite one? Because I'm doing a survey.
My favorite's got to be Drew.
Oh, come on now!
Yeah, use his own argument.
Oh,
against
come,
him.
Come on now!
Jim. Come on now!
Come on now!
I love
come
you guys.
I'm the tag along of the station.
Oh, now he has to go. Now come he's doing the exit. Now.